Good morning. I'm Louis Sines, your host for Focus on Campus. And joining us today are, I was going to mention the Pope's press credentials person so we could get our credentials. Okay. And joining us today are Sergio Rosales, Jacqueline Padilla, Javier Casadillas, and Shannon Osborne. And they're here representing UTEP Live. What is UTEP Live? We're going to find out about that in just a minute. I want to make a quick note, though, that Jacqueline Padilla, while she will not be on air talking, she is part of their marketing team, and so she's taking pictures for their webpage and other things that involve marketing. Thank you all very much for being with us here today.
Thank you for having us.
And Shannon, I mentioned at the beginning here about UTEP Live, and people might be wondering, what is UTEP Live? Is it a new organization? What is it?
Actually, UTEP Live is a student leadership conference that is coordinated by the Student Engagement Leadership Center, which is a department under Student Affairs. We have developed a student committee, and so you'll hear in just a couple moments some comments and feedback from our students on that committee. But UTEP Live is a day-long conference that is coordinated to enhance students' experiences on leadership. Students have the opportunity to understand leadership, their personal leadership styles, and be able to articulate them with the knowledge that when applied to working in groups or the professional environment. Goal setting is an important concept for establishing a vision for their personal, academic, and professional lives. They also have opportunities to network with one another, with other students, with faculty, with business leaders, with staff members. So it's a day long where students come together and they get to be motivated, they get to learn something about themselves, and they get to participate in network.
And as I mentioned, Sergio and Marilyn are also with us here today, and they are our students. And if you wouldn't mind sharing with us as far as the participation in the conference that both of you have. And perhaps, there might be some students out there wondering, well, Sergio and Marilyn, what is this all about?
Sure. The way I explain it in the classroom presentations that we do is it's a leadership conference. And I just tell everybody that it's a networking opportunity. If you feel like you want to be involved on campus, this is where you should start. Why? Because there's so many organizations that go that send their students, so many other students that want to be involved on campus also go. So you're not going alone. And actually, I encourage others to invite their friends to go.
And what about you, Marilyn? Tell us about your role.
Okay, well, Sergio and I and Jacqueline were members of the UTEP Live Conference Committee. So basically, we set up the conference. We do things to make sure that the conference goes as planned. We're the ones who look at the proposals. We're the ones who look at the keynotes. We're the ones who set up the dates. We're the ones who market for the conference. We're basically the conference itself.
If there's a student out there listening and they're wondering, or if you're talking to somebody and they're wondering, well, why should I go, Marilyn? I mean, I'm not sure about these conferences. I've never been to one. What can I expect?
Okay, well, the conference is different every year because of the speakers and the sessions. So it's like a new conference every year. But definitely expect people who will help you learn about yourself, but also help you learn about others, and expect to connect with other people, expect to find different opportunities that maybe you're not expecting. And it is leadership focused, but you don't learn just about leadership.
The biggest draw for me would be the keynote speaker. This year we have Alberto Altamirano. He's a CEO and co-founder of City Flag, which is an app that he started for civic engagement. He was born in South Texas, and he's had this long history of engaging the Latino community, because as he mentions, for the most part politically, there's a lot of Hispanics out there and Latinos that are politically disenfranchised. And what he's working on now currently is this app to get them more engaged in the political sphere.
Shannon, you want to share with us a little bit perhaps about last year's conference and some of the feedback that you got, or perhaps even, some of the things that you all learned to prepare for this conference?
Last year, we had 500 students who signed up for the conference. It was a great turnout. We had about 100 more students than the previous year. So we're looking to expand even more this year. But I'm glad you asked me about feedback, because I brought some quotes from last year's conference that I would like to share with the community. As far as the speakers, one of the students said, "I believe that the speakers had so much to share, that it was rich in experience, that it became one of those learning experiences from someone else's shoes. Not only that, but it gave a certain comfort to know that we have help from those who have gone through things." I thought that was really important to hear that from a student, that they really resonate with the stories and the network. So nothing's new under the sun. And we have people who can help students navigate and share their experiences and kind of give them like a framework of where, you know, what step, where can I go next? I really like this one as well. UTEP Live has helped me acknowledge that leaders are their actions, not their positions. In order to succeed, we must accept assistance from others. A lot of times when we ask students to define leadership, sometimes they think of it as, oh, okay, that person's a director, that person's the president of an organization, but they don't think about how they have helped someone as a term of leadership or volunteering and these other aspects. So we want them to come to this conference to help them with their personal skills and to redefine leadership, and that it's not just a title.
You mentioned earlier also that faculty also participate. What role do faculty play in this, and what feedback have you gotten from them?
We have a call for proposals that goes out every year for UTEP Live, where we invite faculty, staff, and students to submit program proposals. Faculty usually sponsor students, or they send in proposals, and they find it beneficial for their students. A lot of times, faculty will give extra credit. So if you're listening and you want to come to UTEP Live, ask your professor for extra credit to attend this conference.
And have you already decided as far as who's going to present papers? The students, is when you're asking for the proposals, I imagine that you're probably still collecting and going through those to decide. And it's going to be a very difficult choice.
Yes, we get conference proposals from all over, from local businesses, then on campus. And I'm very excited that a lot of students this year have applied for a program proposal, which is great because that just means more students are hearing about the conference and wanting to share their experiences with other students. Yes, so the process is you fill out the proposal. The committee of students, they review the proposals, then an email gets sent out. So that list will be provided in February, and you can find our final list of our presenters, which is on our website, sa.utep.edu/live. That's where we will have our conference schedule.
Sergio, you want to add anything else about perhaps, because as you mentioned earlier, you and Jacqueline and Marilyn are part of the marketing team. What is involved in all that?
Well, in the marketing, we just want to spread the energy that comes the day of. Because as Shannon said, last year we had 500 students, and it's very synergetic. All these students are moving around the union, going from breakout session to breakout session. So what we want to do is just spread that positivity on campus, that sense of engagement, of being involved. We want to let them know, obviously, where it's going to be, Union West, in the Thomas Rivera Conference Center. And the breakout sessions happen all over the union. We want to let them know it's on the 26th of February, so that's last Friday, and registration starts at 8:30, and it goes on until the last sessions are typically held at around 2 or 3. So it's an all-day affair, but you come and you register, and you don't have to stay all day. You can come and go as you please. You just register early in the morning. You get all your prizes, and then you also get lunch with that. You get to see the keynote speakers and all their message that they have to give. And that's really what we want to do. We want to expose as many people to this inspirational message, motivational message of the keynote, and also all the breakout session leaders, because all of them, they come to UTEP Live wanting to share their advice. And and the students that go there want, they're hungry for this advice. And so we just want to include as many people as we can. And that's what the marketing team seeks to do this year.
We'd also like to point out that you can register early online at the website that we provided, which was sa.utep.edu/live. Early registration is $10. If you register after February, it's $15. So the earlier you register, the better.
You can be sponsored. We encourage departments, faculty, and staff to send their students as a professional development opportunity to this conference.
And like you mentioned earlier, what do they get? Well, not only do they get like leadership tasks or advice, they're also getting, like we said, the giveaways. Early registers also get special giveaways. Like I mentioned before, the lunch and just the opportunity to meet with all these other students that want to be involved on campus. That's what you get.
It seems, and this is not just, you know, for you or for me. I think all of us have a tendency to kind of keep to ourselves, and especially if it's a new environment, like being a freshman or out of town. And it's not until you take that first step that all of a sudden you go, hey, that wasn't so bad. It's like getting into cold water. You know, you put in your foot and then it's better just to jump in. But tell us perhaps about an experience that you might have as far as getting involved with UTEP and engagement, because this is what this is a conference all about, the fact that you need to engage with others. You just can't have a great idea and keep it to yourself.
Well, I'm an incredibly shy person. So just participating with the conference committee in itself, you have to, you know, give your ideas. And it's hard for me, but it's become easier. It's really, once you do it, once you, like, reach out to those people, it becomes easier and it starts to be fun even. And you meet people that you might not meet if you keep to yourself.
And also, I keep touching on this thing of what is UTEP Live. It's a stepping stone, like you mentioned. It's that first step or that first dip into the pool where you know it's the water is cold, but you still jump in. And from my experience, I've been involved with UTEP Live for 3 years now. And the first year was when I came back to UTEP, actually. And you could say I started out anew, fresh. And so I saw this opportunity early in the spring semester, and I thought, what a great way to start the year off, meeting all these people that also want to be engaged. So that year I showed up, and the keynote was amazing. He got us up. He got us involved. I got to meet, exactly like I've said, with people that are working on campus, have student jobs, that are involved in organizations, and it just encourages you to want to come back again just because – you know, you meet these people and you want to see them again, and you'll see them on campus too. It's a interesting phenomenon where you see them at UTEP Live and you'll say hi to them walking around campus like, hey, how you doing? Asking them about their progress. And that's just motivational, and it makes you want to keep going out there, keep going to the next conference or for that next opportunity.
And once you meet somebody, you get to meet others because that person knows somebody else that you didn't know, and that person knows somebody else. And so it's like a snowball.
Absolutely. As a staff member who plans several events for students, I hear, oh, I don't have time a lot. And I think that's an engage myth because it's really important, like you said, to take that chance, take the opportunity. If you're shy, if you're an extrovert, it doesn't matter. Most times you're going to meet someone and that person has a network. Well, what if you're looking for that internship or for that job? Well, we're inviting people that have those opportunities, who have those experiences. What's really exciting and new this year with this conference is we have built-in tracks. What is really new this year is if you are a master's student, a PhD student, we have something for you. We are working with their graduate school to create a graduate track. So stay tuned for the website for more of those details on the graduate track, but that's sa.utep.edu/live. That's very exciting.
As we're wrapping up the interview, Shannon, if you wouldn't mind giving us again the date, the time, and perhaps even a phone number that people can reach out to.
Absolutely. UTEP Live is going to be hosted on Friday, February 26, 2016. We will be registering students in the morning at 8:30. The conference first session starts at 9 and will go all the way until 5 p.m. Registration is encouraged, so register early, and that's at sa.utep.edu/live. It's $10 before February 1st. After February 1st, it is $15. You can pay cash, check, or credit card. The location of the event is going to take place at the Union Building. We're going to take it over. The Thomas Rivera Conference Center is going to be where a lot of sessions are held.
Thank you very much for being with us here today. We've been visiting with Shannon Osborne, Sergio Rosales, Jacqueline Espino, and Marilyn Doreen talking about UTEP Live. Focus on Campus is taped and produced at the KTP Studios, University of Texas at El Paso Communication Building. Our thanks to our engineer, Evan Walsh. You've been tuned to Focus on Campus. I'm Louis Sines.